seriously popular.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, mall parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Sidebar, Essex Royalty, Bobby Norris here, and I am bringing you the best from the guilty pleasures celebs can't get enough of, the showbiz badge of honour that they all secretly adore. My sidekicks today are Resi Gadger.
Woohoo!
And Snoochie Shy.
Hello, hello, hello.
In this episode, it's all about H from Steps getting a statue, Sasha and Isla splitting up, Amy Winehouse on the big screen, old shows hitting big on the small screen. Shall we, sweethearts? Now, before we start spilling tea and talking all things Sidebar, how was your weekend?
Do you know what? My weekend was pretty good. I mean, I stayed in the gym because on Wednesday I went to the Arsenal game versus Luton and I went on an Arsenal pub crawl and got home at 6 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was quite crazy. So I was like meeting loads of Arsenal fans and stuff like that. And then we were just in the pub, just like taking selfies really. And then in the morning, my dad had called me and was like, what was going on last night? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I sent him loads of videos with like different like Arsenal fans from like the pub. And I'm like, gooners, gooners. But yeah, that was why was my weekend was spent in the gym.
Did they win?
Yes, they did win. Yeah, yeah. They've been on a roll, you know. Arsenal on a roll. So yeah, they won.
And what's that salt looking like now? What was he called? Freddie Ljungberg?
Freddie Ljungberg? I don't know, but I'm all about Declan Rice.
Oh, is he Arsenal?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he does
Arsenal.
England as well, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's definitely Arsenal. I didn't see him play when I went, but...
He's everywhere. He's even got a Miller Rice deal, wasn't
he?
Yeah. You know I mean, what? Perfect surname for it. His agent's on the
Declan
ball.
Rice, Miller Rice.
Who is
so
his
good.
Agent, by the way?
We need you.
Yeah. Reach out. no joking. My agent's listening. I love you. Ray, how are you, my lovely Ray?
I'm good, thank you. I feel like my weekend... Well, I didn't stay out till like 6 a.m, but I did have a really nice day yesterday. It was a really humble day. So me and the girls went to Leon Sea in Essex for the day because the sun was shining. It was really lovely. So we went for a walk along the estuary, went out and had lunch, had some cocktails. I was really good. So my friends both got a roast dinner. I went for a prawn salad.
Oh, God,
and when
good.
Yeah, and their food came out and I had real food envy. Yeah, but we had lots of cocktails. It was really nice. It was like a really humble Sunday. Loved it.
And it's a lovely part of Essex, old Leon, so.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Especially
really nice.
When the sun's shining,
yeah,
it's stunning. Now, talking of sun, I got my hopes up a little bit because I saw the social media post. Apparently, it was going to be hotter than LA.
Yeah, now, I saw that.
Another lie.
Yeah, I don't know what part of the country you was in that had the LA weather, but I can assure you we didn't in
Not
Essex.
Not in Essex, no.
No.
It was so windy, though.
So windy.
It was ridiculous. I went out with, like, perfectly curled hair, and by the end of it, my hair was completely flat. I shouldn't have wasted my time.
She had a big bouncy blow, and then she come out of a sleep straight.
There was even, like, spits of rain, to be honest. I took my puppy for a walk, and he came back completely wet, just... mash up in mud, so no, it was not given LA, and it wasn't cute actually.
No,
it wasn't cute.
Can we just have summer now? It's been winter for 64 years.
Yeah,
we want
really
sun.
Yeah. Yeah, and we only get summer for like 2 months.
Yeah,
it's so that. Please,
two
literally,
weeks.
Yeah, literally.
And I just think everyone's a little bit happier. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you get on the Central Line or you walk down Oxford Street or whatever
everyone's
street you're
smiling.
Walking. Everyone smiles a little bit. Just makes London that little bit more friendly.
I feel like also you feel better about yourself when you've got a suntan. I look in the mirror and think I'm so pasty at the moment, like I need to get my suntan on. So yeah, we need to get the sun out.
It's all about that vitamin D.
Oh,
yeah, that's it.
Give me some of that.
Yeah.
We are girls that love the day, right?
Literally.
Parking the D aside.
It's been a long time.
Let's talk Sidebar. Now,
we're obviously going to kick off with the story that everyone has seen, because it's the story. Now, it's had the world and his chihuahua talking. It's across all the headlines. It's blowing up social media, so there's no ignoring it. Now, it's come for a little bit of a shock, but H from Steps is apparently getting his own statue made. Not just any statue, 8 foot, carved out of bronze in his hometown. Now, let's discuss, because he posted this and then like everyone started commenting and like, oh, congratulations, it'll be lovely. He's got kids now, isn't it? It'll be lovely for the kids to see dad. So he's from a town in Cowbridge and apparently it's going to be outside a hotel there. Now, do you think it's a true story? Because I'm going to start telling you a little bit more as time's progressed since. But just on a whole, does H from Steps deserve a bronze statue?
I mean, Steps were legendary back in the day, weren't they? They were like huge. I loved them. I loved all their tunes. When I saw it, I felt really excited for H. I was a little bit surprised, to be honest, because I was like, oh, okay. Of all people to get a statue right now, I didn't think this was coming for H. But he seemed so excited. And from his post, there were so many people complimenting him on it.
Yeah.
A bit like Myling Class being like, this is amazing. Like, incredible. You just saw all of these comments. I was like, wow, is this really happening? But my initial thoughts were, I was quite surprised. I don't know if you felt the same, Shai.
Yeah. Do you know what? I just feel like maybe everyone from Steps would have to get one.
Yes.
What I mean? If H has got one, like every single person needs one. Obviously, I saw the comments, like you're saying, people are just like, this is it. I think Sophie Ellis-Bextor was even up under there as well. I was like, whoa, come on.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's real. Although I'd love it to be real for H, but I'm not sure if it's real, because some of the comments they were saying...
Well, this is the thing for me. And like you say, that I love a little bit of Steps. And I think they all deserve their very own their own bronze statue in all of their own towns. I'm all for that. Mm. But when I did see it, I thought, oh, bless him, what a lovely thing. Like, fair play to you.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, we started seeing all the comments and stuff. But then a couple of people started thinking it was a bit fishy. Now, this is more than a little bit fishy as time's gone on. As I say, as days have progressed. Now, typical gay man, meat I eat, fish I don't, and I can smell fish a mile off. Mm-hmm. And this is worse than Billingsgate. So, we've had the lovely Joe Lycett on radio on Friday, and he's kind of dipped his toe in the water and said that he's playing about with changing the narrative of news. So I think he's planted a few fake stories out there.
Essentially, there's a game we're going to play for the next week, which is there's a lot of fake news around, and a lot of it is polarising and designed to sort of split us apart. And I try to sort of think, well, what can I do about that? Because I can't change an entire media landscape. But what I realise I can do is be silly. And so for the last month, I've been seeding silly fake news, ridiculous stories, stupid stories into the press to see if they can push out some of those polarising stories and take up that space. And we have had loads of hits. And there are multiple news stories, fake news stories, in the news right now and over the last month that are fake.
Now, girls, what's your thoughts on this? Because people have gone to task with it. You know, there's a lot of us out there. I mean, I'm number one true crime watcher, all things podcast and TV. I can binge forever and a day. And a lot of people like to get their Miss Marple on, do you know what I mean? They're like inspectors. And people have done their own work. So apparently the company or the organisation that has privately raised money for this alleged 8 foot bronze statue of H is called Cultural Cowbridge. Now, people were trying to find this company.
And there's nothing.
They can't find it anywhere. Yeah. People have even spoke to the local council to see if plans have been given. Because obviously you need planning permission.
Yeah.
Mm. Even to put up a shed some places now.
Yeah.
So to erect an 8 foot statue, the council ain't got a clue.
Yeah, they knew nothing about it. Do you know what? I did loads of research into this because at first I was like, wow, this is really cool. I'm quite surprised Steps is getting a statue. But when I looked into it, like you said, that the group that are saying that they're the ones that have got all the money together, they really don't exist. And actually, I did read an article where someone from the group, I think her name was Bethan, was saying, oh, we've managed to get quite a few people to donate the money. We've got like 5, 6, 7, 8 people. I was definitely, this is
Shut
definitely,
up, no.
I definitely saw that. But also, Joe Lycett Lycett, he's so smart. So he did a show called Joe Lycett versus Poo, and it was all about sewage spillage that goes out into water. And he managed to create fake media from that. So he basically set up a fake podcast, they created a fake event, and then they pretended they were spilling sewage out into water in front of everyone. They got all the press to witness it, and then it all went out into all the papers, all the media. They all reported on it, and it was all just fake. It was all done just to see if he could create fake news. So he's very good at it. So actually, I think now that I've looked into it, it definitely comes across as fake.
I just wonder if H actually knows. Like, I wonder if he's like in on it or he knows, because his Instagram post is like, oh, it's going to be so weird seeing myself when I walk across the street and like go into the shop, or if little Ian could see this from back in the day, he'd be blown away and stuff. Like, Do we think he actually knows yeah. and he's in on it? Or
I think
he's like,
no,
I hope so.
Otherwise, you'd break his little heart, wouldn't you?
I know. Because it's like, thanks for all the lovely messages, guys. And I'm like, oh my God, does he know or is he in on it?
Yeah, I think
you have to hope he's in on it. Otherwise, he's going to feel mugged off.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You
would. But now it's got me thinking about all the fake stories that have been in the media. Because if Joe Lycett's creating all this fake media, I did a story the other week about a chicken hotel on a radio show. And now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know whether it's true. So the story was that a woman had created a hotel for chickens and they could go and spend the day there for £3. And it was like a 5-star all-inclusive.
What?
I actually did this story on my radio show.
Oh my God.
And the chickens go there, they get fed well, they get a dust bath, they get to listen to nice, relaxing music, and there's a disco ball. And I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Oh, wow.
Is that
perfect.
Fake? Yeah. I really hope for the chickens' sake.
I don't know,
it's
but
not.
Like, what is it going to do? Like, pop out into KFC after that? Because for me, that's where I'll be there. But they've got cat cafes, so maybe they'll have a chicken hotel.
This is true.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Obviously, cat cafe exists. Chicken hotel, from what I've heard, that's the first I've heard of this. I'm telling you, I would put money on fake news.
Oh, I really hope not. Those poor chickens. I got so
excited. £3 a day, also, all inclusive, 5-star hotel where
like,
they
wow,
get a dust bath.
This is amazing. I want to get birds just like
that.
But there was also that story about the woman who took the hedgehog from the side of a road. So a hedgehog was injured. She put it into a cardboard box, put some food in there for it, took it to the vets because she thought something was wrong with it. And when she got to the vets and they looked at it, it was actually like the fluffy bit from the top of a bobble hat.
Yeah.
I also did that story on my radio show and I looked at that and was like, how could she not notice that?
But did it look like an actual hedgehog though?
It really did.
Really?
Yeah, it really did.
I haven't seen that one, but
that could be fake.
Because now everyone's kind of got commitment and trust issues with now the news, because they're thinking, well, what's Joe Lycett? What else has he planted out there? So a couple of things that people are now speculating. I'm not sure if you've seen that they say Alan Titchmarsh's jeans had to be blurred on North Korean TV.
What, for his print?
They just had to
They were too sexy. His jeans.
Oh, sorry. He looked too sexy. So North Korea apparently.
What, like skinny jeans?
I would love for that to
Alan
be
Alan Titchmarsh. You know the
well,
Gardener,
do you know what? Yeah, I know who he is. Maybe he's in like his top 100 sexiest mouths of all time. Yeah. There we go. Like,
you never
I don't
know who's going to pop up
I
in that.
I need to know what jeans he was wearing then for them to be so sexy, because skinnies. Like, it must have been skin tight.
Yeah. Oh, I do love a skinny jean. I'm not sure if Titchmarsh does, but fair play to him.
But thinking about statues, though, there have been some like weird statues that have gone out in the past. So it might not be fake. Yeah. Like, I remember seeing a statue once. I don't know if you've seen it, of like Kate Moss doing yoga. It's like the weirdest.
I've actually never seen that.
She's got her legs going over her head. It's the most, and all you can see is like the front female parts. It's really unflattering, but it is a statue that does exist.
What, still now?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never
and Ronaldo, Ronaldo's got one. I don't know whether, I think that's at Madeira Airport. No, Ronaldo's isn't at Madeira Airport, but there's a statue of Ronaldo, which doesn't look anything like Ronaldo. So I feel like there's like,
ain't there two Ronaldos? One's really fit and one's
Cristiano
not so much.
Ronaldo.
Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes.
And does he look good in it?
No.
No.
I mean, it doesn't look anything like him. I also saw a statue of, this is the weirdest one, Britney Spears on all fours. Apparently, she's meant to be giving birth and she's on like a bearskin rug. So there are some really weird statues out there.
Why would that be a statue?
I don't know why people have created it.
You know what? Britney Spears
lives
forever on all fours.
World,
that's weird.
The world doesn't need that kind
of
statue.
Yeah, very mean.
It kind of got me thinking, especially like in terms of music icons and legends, who would I like to see a statue of? And I'd quite like an 8-foot bronze statue of George Michael. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Over Hampstead Heath. I love a little bit of George Michael.
Why not? A bit of George.
Or Spice Girls.
Yeah, Spice Girls would be amazing, wouldn't it? I love the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls would be good, actually. Girl power.
Who would you like to see in bronze?
Probably Mr. Bean.
Oh, legendary.
Yeah, I think Mr. Bean, just because like he's got great facial expressions, I think, and it would be random. Mr. Bean, and then his mouth's a little bit like open and it turns into a water fountain. So let's do the statue and the water fountain.
Purpose.
Oh, yeah, do you know what I mean?
It should be Mr. Bean, but didn't he have like a turkey on his head in one of the episodes where he got like the turkey stock on his head? It should be Mr. Bean with the turkey on his head.
There we go.
I like a little bit of Joe Lycett. So he's changed his name to Hugo Boss, to kind of upset them a little bit. Yeah. And there was this whole thing on social media. And then he was seen allegedly shredding £10,000 because, remember when David Beckham became a pundit for Qatar's World Cup?
Yeah.
So as a gay icon, he was like, I'm gonna shred 10 grand. It turned out that it wasn't 10 grand.
Yeah.
So this isn't his first rodeo when it comes to a prank. But do you think the way the world is now and how news is, that sometimes a little bit of fake news is not a bad thing?
Well, we're so gullible, aren't we? Like, yeah. We believe anything that we read. But it's scary how easy he's made that to be able to put all these stories out into the press and for us to be like, oh, yeah, that's actually happened.
And you've sat on your radio show and repeated all of them.
Yeah, I know. I know. It just goes to show. Number one muggins
chicken
over
hotel.
Here.
I know. What I mean?
I'm still really hoping the chicken hotel exists. That'd
I
be
hope
so
that's
going
to be true as well. But do you know what? I feel like it gives like a little bit of lightheartedness to the news because sometimes like the news can be very, very overwhelming and overbearing. So to be honest, this is quite fun to try and suss out what's real and what's fake.
Yeah.
So I'm all here for it. Yeah. Unless H's feelings are going to be hurt.
No.
Yeah. Hopefully he knows.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hashtag pray for H.
Pray for H.
Moving on from bronze statues. I'm not sure if you've seen. I'm sure you have. Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher have officially split. So they've made an announcement, which I think in quite an interesting social media post. Mm. Have you seen them in their tennis outfit?
Yeah. With like Sasha's a whole caption about like we're putting our, after 20 years, we're putting down our tennis rackets or something like that.
Yeah.
Strange way to announce a divorce, I would say. I don't think I'd want to be in a tennis outfit. I'd probably be eating a bowl of ice cream or something in the corner.
Yeah, it is an interesting way to announce it, but they kind of are quite a quirky couple. So they was married for 14 years. They have 3 children. And of course, like, let's not be light-hearted about it. Any divorce is going to be. It's devastating for them. So they publicly made the announcement on Friday. And apparently they've been living separate and they kind of filed for divorce a year ago, but this took the year for it to come out. And I guess especially when there's 3 children involved, you want to make sure that your family unit is all on the same page and stuff. And as celebrities go, they are pretty private. There's some celebs out there, do you know what I mean? Like,
that are very open.
Yeah, queefs and puts it on her Instagram story. And then you've got people that do like a little bit of a private life. So I think, especially when there's kids involved, I get why you would keep it, why you'd keep it on the DL. But there was a lot of people thinking, because of news recently, that it could be an announcement because of that. But
I think because of the allegations with the Rebel Wilson book, it's been quite tricky. But in regards to their post, I think it must be so hard. It's hard for anyone going through a divorce. It's hard for anyone going through a divorce when you've got 3 kids. But to be in the public eye as well, like, I can't even imagine what that must be like. And yeah, I know everyone saw their post and thought, okay, this is a little bit odd. They're in like tennis outfits with tennis rackets and they've kind of made a bit of a joke out of it. But isn't that just them though? Like Sacha Baron Cohen, we know him mainly as like Borat. He's always been a bit of a joker.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like their lighthearted spin on it. But I was trying to think about, like, if I was to get a divorce, how would I post about it? Would I even post about it? And I think I'd want to make a lighthearted joke about it, I guess. I wouldn't want it to get too serious. I don't know. I think it's a difficult one.
And I guess it depends what the circumstances are in that marriage. And sometimes, like, relationships end, you know what I mean? And sometimes you can just fall out of love with each other. And when not one part is to blame for something, I guess when it's just growing apart, so to speak, that's a very different ballgame to when it's not. So
but would you post about it, though?
What, if I had a divorce?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there is this whole debate, isn't there? Do celebrities want the best of everything, but then when things aren't great at home, they don't want to speak about it, so then they say, oh, I want a private life, I want a private life now. And people say, well, you sign the deal with the devil a little bit. I think as a celebrity that you don't really have a private life as such. It's more of a personal life. And the way you conduct your relationship, I think if you're happy to sell your wedding photos to a glossy magazine,
yeah,
have a reality show together and cash in when things are good. I think you owe it to the public to at least be honest. I'm not saying waltz and all, but I think you should acknowledge it.
So would you do, just out of interest, would you do a post on your main grid or would you do it on your stories?
Well, if
you were getting
hypothetically, if I had a husband and then we got divorced, God, how depressing, I'm not even married yet, and I'm already divorcing him.
I wouldn't be uploading a picture with him, let me just
would
say
you
that.
Not?
No, I'd
what
be,
would you do?
I'd be out in the club, skinning out or something, yeah, like that, probably in the club having the time of my life, and I'd probably upload like a selfie or a cute picture just to let people know I'm back outside.
Yeah. Yeah. You're back in the singles game.
I don't want him on my grid. If I'm getting divorced, I don't want you on my grid again, but I'm a blocker, to be honest. Like, so for me personally, when relationships end, block straight away.
I'll even block
you on TikTok. Like, it's really? Yeah. This is actually going on currently as we speak. It's been 2 months. Blocked on TikTok. Everything. Yeah, you have
completely
you've got to go.
Blocked.
I wouldn't post him on the grid if I was divorced. And again, like I say, it depends how we broke up. But yeah, if he cheated on me, so to speak,
yeah,
I would do a photo where that ring was off on a Saturday night and I'm holding a nice porn star martini with a male model next to me.
Yeah.
And
hashtag
I'll make sure
really divorced.
And I'll show how light that finger looks on the ground.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Thank
that rings off. So,
But I think it's so hard now because I know that if you're famous, you almost feel like you owe it to the public to let them know everything about you.
Mm.
But also, just playing like devil's advocate here, is that because we've got social media now? Because if you think about it back in the day, when we didn't have social media, no one would be able to know any of that stuff. Unless like paparazzi caught you taking photos of stuff, you did get more of a private life.
Yeah.
So I think we expect that more from celebrities now because of social media.
Oh, completely. Because if you think about it, there's even viral videos of, we know what celebrities' wardrobes or in America closets look like. Do you know what I mean? We never had that access before to people. Mm. So we know people's lives. We know what they like to eat, where they go, who their friends are, what motor they drive, what handbag she's got. And then once you know who their partner is, whether it's her boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, whatever, when it doesn't work out, I think, as I say, I think I personally would let people know. I think that's right. But then I've lived like last 13 years from a reality TV show.
Yeah.
I'm not the shyest of types. You know what I mean? I put my balls on the table and I'll let you know what time it is. But I do generally think you can't just take things when it's good because life ain't all rainbows. Do you know what I mean? And people do break up, but it very much comes down to how you've broken up. But where I draw the line, I think health.
Yeah.
Not if it's cosmetic surgery as such, but if you want to keep that to yourself, yeah, go for it. But I think something that's out of your control, I don't think celebrities should feel the pressure to sit on Instagram and do a story or a live on something they've, a condition. So to speak, you know when everyone was going crazy at Kate?
Yeah.
About a photo, and then it's come out, bless her heart, that she's got cancer and she's being treated for that. But I don't think people should feel the pressure to indulge
post
us
about
with
that.
No.
I mean, it's so difficult, isn't it? I think when you're in the public eye, it's so hard because you do get all that pressure. I mean, I don't know if any of you, like, have any of you guys ever had, like, an intrusion of privacy?
I feel like I'm quite conscious of posting where I am, like, at the time when I'm at that place. Because I've had a person before that believed he was in a relationship with me, but generally, someone would, like, send roses and stuff to BBC or, like, constantly send gifts and poems and stuff. And, like, but he generally believed he was in a relationship. Like, he would tweet about the fact that he's, like, introduced me to his dad. Obviously, I've never met him.
Oh my God,
but then he
really
started
scary.
Actually, like, turning up as well. So I think that was, like, a little bit scary for me. It made me think, it's not about, like, posting where you are all the time. But I think everybody, like, needs to be conscious of that because you could have, like, I don't know, like 200 followers or something, but not everyone you know, and people can still figure out where you are.
You have no idea who's looking, and down to personal safety, exactly. I think it's very wise to not make yourself vulnerable and say exactly where you are. And also, like, your property. Like, when you're not at home, like, posting that you're on holiday or that you're out for 12 hours.
Oh, you have to be so careful.
Anyone
that.
That's got bad intentions knows that your gaff's sat at home empty, and if they want to go and have your motor or your Louis Vuitton bags, that it's game on. It is a scary thing because we're so conditioned now and so social media is no longer the new kiddie on the block. People don't think twice about picking up their phone, talking to a camera and putting things out to their followers.
Yeah.
But you are, in so many cases, making yourself vulnerable. So yeah. You kind of just always have to second... And it's sad that you have to second-guess yourself before doing certain things.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there's people out there, and it's a small percentage. We can't live our lives in fear, obviously, but there are people that might not have the best intentions.
So, I just don't think I could ever be, like, very famous. I think I'd really struggle with it. Like, I like going to Tesco with no makeup on, my lashes not on, my hair thrown up in, like, my joggers and my hoodie. If anyone was to come up to me and be like, oh, you're blah, 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 they never do, by the way. But if they were to, I'd be horrified.
Just happen at the gym.
Yeah, well, that's true. About? That's true. But imagine being, like, I don't know, as famous as, like, Justin Bieber or something.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, because you can see how anywhere. He's like with like the paparazzi as yeah. well, and he seems like he really, really struggles with it. And he's yeah. been famous since he was like, I don't know, was it 12?
Yeah, one of them kids.
Ages. So it must be so hard to deal yeah. with something like that.
Crazy. Like these people, Kardashians, Bieber, like, yeah. because if you think about it, there's something nice to have, like, to go to a shop, do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
To go just, I love getting my trolley and walking around and picking up my Craven
Go B&M, see Kylie Jenner in there.
Available. But do you know what I mean? And to kind of have that taken away from you, like, they're your normal bits of life that everyone should be entitled to. But
do the Kardashians not still do that though? But they get the whole shop shut down just so
yeah,
they can go
like
in?
Yeah, but that's like completely different though, isn't it? Like, imagine going to like B&M, our fave place or whatever, and then you have to like call up beforehand and be like, sorry, can we come and it's closed? I don't think I'd enjoy it as much, to be fair.
No, I
like the hustle and bustle and like, yeah. you know, roaming for something, beating
also,
someone to the queue.
When you're in there by yourself and then the staff are just watching you, you feel really uncomfortable, don't you? At
conscious
least there's
of
other
what
people
you're looking
in there.
At.
Yeah. You're looking at like toilet cleaner or something. You're just like, stop judging.
So let's have a little break.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, more parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the sidebar. So, girls, have you seen that there's a new Amy Winehouse film coming out? It's hitting screens on Friday. It's on every double-decker bus in London at the moment. But it has got people on social media shook. A lot of people saying that the actress, she's played by Marisa Abella, that she doesn't look like Amy Winehouse, fans are saying. And they're also saying she doesn't sound like her. What's your thoughts on this?
They had a lot of girls that went and auditioned to be Amy Winehouse. Loads of the girls walked in with like the beehive and the eyeliner that Amy was so famous for. Mm. And none of them had it. And they said they really liked Marissa because she walked in barefaced, hair thrown up, didn't make an effort. But she really encapsulated Amy's characteristics, which is why she ended up getting the job. Now, she couldn't sing, I think, which is mad to me because they didn't check to see if she could sing.
Which is mad. You've because, got the gig as yeah.
Playing the gig, yeah.
Don't ask if she can sing. Don't worry about that bit.
I know. But what she went and did, she actually went in her own time and had loads of singing lessons done to try and get her voice to where Amy Winehouse is. So I think it's really difficult because I know at the moment lots of people are saying, well, she doesn't look like Amy Winehouse, but we haven't seen the film yet. And I think she apparently plays the character so well. And although her voice maybe isn't necessarily as amazing as Amy, but I think she's done a really good job. I'd rather have someone that can act really well and maybe just not hit the Amy Winehouse notes as much, rather than someone that sounds like Amy Winehouse when they sing, but they're not very good at acting.
Now, I've got a little clip for you girls and for you at home if you haven't heard yet, but here's a little clip.
Sound as if you're reading from some other tired script, because I'm not going to meet your mother anytime.
There's certain singers in the world that have gone down in history. I think the same would be for Adele. To find anyone that can replicate that exact voice and that tone, that's what made Amy the star that she is, because not every single person walking down the road can sing like her. She was unique. So it's very odd. And the pressure on an actress to be able to stand up and deliver note for note must be terrifying.
I saw that her friend said that they was quite, like, her old friend said that they was quite unhappy with, like, who they chose as well, because she doesn't look like her or sing like her. I mean, it's good that she went to singing lessons, though, but I feel like it's going to take so many years of singing lessons anyway to sound like Amy. Like you were saying, like, she had such a distinctive voice. So it's going to be hard, but as long, I guess, like, what you're saying as well, she portrays the character well, then it should be all right, you know.
It's hard to judge, isn't it? But you've just touched upon friends not being happy. I've also seen, and it's been reported and alleged, some of her friends are quite unhappy with Amy's dad because he now owns her flat, and apparently she's been seen, well, not Amy, obviously, but the actress has been filmed and recorded having an overdose scene in Amy's actual apartment.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's too far now, and I don't know, like, I don't know her dad, clearly, but I just feel like, why would you do that? I think it's just so
insensitive.
This is insensitive, but also, like, quite morbid. Like, I don't feel like that needs to happen. Like, you can just go and get another flat. I don't feel like you need to do it in her flat.
Yeah.
I just think it's just really quite bizarre, to be honest.
I think also her friends are really upset because they feel like not enough time has gone by for them to really get over the fact that Amy's not around anymore. And they were also saying they're obviously going to go and watch the biopic, but it's going to then bring up loads of sad memories for them. They have to relive through all that again when they're trying to get over it. So I think it's really difficult, but it's a hard one because Amy's story is such a powerful story, and it's so interesting for us all to be able to go and see that. And I definitely want to go and watch it and see what it's all about. But I think for someone that knows her personally, that must be so hard.
Yeah.
But I feel like filming in her flat, I don't know, I wouldn't have liked that either.
It's too far. And I think you don't, like, obviously we were just talking about, like, she doesn't sound like her. She doesn't look like her. So why do we need to go into that flat? Maybe we can just go into a flat that, you know,
they can recreate it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've recreated you as the character. So it doesn't.
Yeah, it is a tricky one because there's always going to be people both sides of the coin. So I guess her dad would say, well, do you know what? For her fans, and I want to acknowledge that that was Amy's struggles. Yeah. That did happen. And if we're going to do a biopic on her life, we can't airbrush history. We can't rewrite it. So for him, there would be no bad intention, I'm absolutely sure. Obviously, like you, I don't know her dad. But do you think a lot of this is timing? So, for instance, not enough time has passed. If this was a film about Marilyn Monroe, I'm guessing a lot of her friends and family would no longer be around to take it personally and be as upset. Because it hasn't really, in the grand scheme of things, been overly long since Amy passed. When she passed, 2011, was it?
Yeah.
Which, possibly. Even that's scary to say out loud, it doesn't seem that long ago.
Yeah. I know.
So that's about 13, 14 years ago.
I just think it's, I don't know. I just feel like it's quite insensitive. I mean, with the Marilyn Monroe thing, it's like, you know, Kim went to the Met Gala and wore, like, Marilyn Monroe's actual dress. Mm. Obviously, it's not the same situation, but it's just like, that's kind of okay, because it's a dress and, like, it's like paying homage. I think because this topic is so insensitive and it's actually something that generally happened in her life and things that she was struggling with, I just don't know if, like, going into that exact house is, like, the best thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe, like, a different house.
I feel like there's a lot of these types of programmes around at the moment. I mean, there's Scoop, isn't there, which is all about Prince Andrew. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Gosh, Friday, I binged it the day it came out.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
I absolutely loved it. I was waiting to watch it because, I mean, it's an interview that the world and his dog has heard about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, talking to global news. And the fact there was then going to be this Netflix film out about it, I was like, we've kind of got to see what went on behind the scenes to get that. So it's not just a programme, it's not just a full show on the interview, but it's the background. I think it's interesting for people to kind of see what happens behind the scenes in media securing that interview. And then obviously, the aftermath, we know how it all ends.
It was good to see, like, the producer's point of view, because obviously she wrote a book on the interview, so then it got adapted into the Netflix show, so it was good to see that side. I thought Billie Piper, she had her clothing down to a T with the snake print boots of, like, the leather of the Chanel brooch on the thing, because I saw that lady on This Morning, or Lorraine, and she had the Chanel brooch on. I'm pretty sure she had the snakeskin boots, so that was perfect. I thought, like, the character that played Emily and the character that played Prince Andrew, like, literally looked like very, very
Gillian Anderson.
Yeah, that's it, Gillian Anderson. Just felt like they looked very similar, and I think it was just a really great show, to be fair.
The thing is as well, is regardless on your views on royalty, some people love them more than others.
Yeah.
we've all heard of that interview. A lot of people have seen it. And what's interesting is this Netflix show, it's become so big that I know people personally that hadn't even seen the Prince Andrew interview. Obviously, they've heard about it. They don't live under a rock. We have TVs in Essex. But have now, post the Netflix show, gone to watch the actual interview. And they're like, oh, my gosh, it's... The car crash of it all.
The actual interview is so awkward to watch, isn't it?
And like, it almost looks like watching the Netflix thing, and then if you do then see clips of... And it, the like-for-likeness, like the actors involved in that scene, that the facial expressions, that the toe-tapping, the eyes, like, it's the detail that's gone into that.
Yeah.
But it almost seems like... Some people are saying it's a parody because you can't quite believe
that
someone thought that was okay. Do you know what I mean?
I know. But I think the thing is, I love these types of programmes because I feel like they're so interesting. And I know that we mentioned with Amy's biopic is that we feel like it's a little bit insensitive because not enough time has passed. But then when it's something like the post office scandal, I don't know if you guys have seen that. That was so good. Like, it was just so interesting to find out how all these people got so affected by a new system in the post office and how everyone lost loads of money and how that didn't happen that long ago. It was just really interesting to see like the background of how it all worked.
Mm. I need to watch that. I haven't seen that.
It's really good.
I'm excited to see that Emily's doing one. She's writing with Amazon to do her own version of that Prince Andrew interview as well, which
I think will be so great.
Like, I can't wait to see that. But also, I was saying before, I can't believe that Emily was just coming through with her dog all the time to work. I was like, she's like, Moody, come on. And then I Googled to see, like, did she actually bring her dog to the BBC? And she did. I was seeing them outside and that.
I love that. Getting in and out of the lift, walking into the studio. Yeah. What was it, a lurcher?
There we go. I need to hit up my boss and be like, so what about me, man? I'm going to bring my dog.
It's an interesting debate on a whole, so whether it's Prince Andrew, the Amy film. There's even a lot of debate when people say, and I touched upon this actually at the top of the podcast, I do like true crime. I think it's such an interesting and a fascinating subject as a whole. But there are people that actually think that it shouldn't be glamorised or glorised. Now, I don't look at it through their eyes. I don't think we're glamorising them. I actually think it's more education. And a lot can be learnt through that, because that's how we all live, grow and evolve. So some people say we shouldn't glorify people like Fred West, Yorkshire Rippers. I mean, look at Jack the Ripper. No one even knows who this geezer is, and he's become like legend in history. And the amount of programmes, documentaries and films on this geezer that we don't even know what his name is.
I think it's a hard one. Did you watch it? Because I love true crime. Did you watch Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that one, like, I was literally glued to that. I didn't know his story before.
No.
So when I was watching it, I was like, this is absolutely insane. But I think then the other flip side of that is that, like, the victim's family who are still grieving will find it very hard to watch it kind of like produced for a Netflix series when it was actually their real life. So it's very much like a hard one. But I guess the interest is still there because, like, a lot of people love true crime. They want to watch things like that. But it's also like you learn a lot from it as well.
Yeah.
I just find it interesting sometimes to figure out like how people's mind work and brain work, because I'm like, how do we get there?
It's the psychology behind it. And I think how I, in my head, see it, I think if the murderer or whatever the crime may have been, if they've been caught, convicted, and then a show or a film is made, justice has been done. Now, I get, obviously, fortunately, I'm not in a situation that one of my relatives or friends have been a victim of a terrible murder or something. But if they've been brought to justice and they're serving time, is that different to a crime that still no one knows who done it?
I don't know. I feel like you can't really have a thought on that unless you go for it yourself. But I feel like everyone grieves in different ways.
Yeah.
And I think when you lose someone that you love very dearly, like whether it's your family or friend, to something as like scary and like upsetting as that, it's a hard one. You don't know, they're gonna have to relive it when it comes out, when they watch it, and then seeing everybody speaking about it in the media as well, which makes it, I guess, like really hard. So it is a tough one.
And like you say, it's that your life and your family and your grief is becoming millions of people's entertainment. Being probably a bit of a hypocrite, I would absolutely hate it if something awful touched to my family and then a film was made. I certainly couldn't sit and watch it.
No.
Girls, I'm here for this one. Did you watch the reboot of Gladiators first before I spill some tea?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gladiators!
Are you ready?
Love it. Love it.
Gladiators was legendary back in the day. Like, oh, Saturday nights were all about sitting with your family after having a takeaway and watching Gladiators.
And it's very rare that there's a TV show that you have that with now. Like,
yeah.
That you can have three generations in a living room with a chicken bowl or a pizza, and you can all sit and watch something.
Yeah.
It was very much part of my childhood. I remember vividly Saturday nights, sit down, whether it was chippy tea, whatever it was, and then Gladiators. It was iconic. And reboot, did you love it as much?
I did.
It's got the nostalgia to it, hasn't it?
Yeah. I think it's really hard when you do a reboot of a show that was so popular back in the day because it's never going to be as good. I always feel like people have tried it so many times and it never works. But with Gladiators, I feel like they got the right amount of cheese. So it's like a perfect amount of like nostalgia but still making it modern. And I think they've done a really good job with all the casting as well. Like the Gladiators that they've got at the moment, their characters that they play are just so good. They've all got like their own little thing going on. It's quite funny to watch it.
Yeah, I love it, man. I feel like they're doing really well, aren't they? Getting like 8 million views or something, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays with the 54 million channels that we've got on streaming services.
Yeah, it's mad, but yeah. Oh no, 9.8 million.
Nearly in the 10 million. Not many shows get that nowadays. But obviously, when a TV show is hitting nearly 10 million viewers, it's coming back for a second series. And exec of the show, Dan Baldwin, is saying, not only are we getting a series two of Gladiators, we're also getting a celebrity special. Are we ready for a celeb special?
I think you can't have athletes. I think you need to have people that are going to be like regulars, like someone like Simon Cowell that probably has never been to the gym or doesn't work out or whatever. Yeah. I think it would be really funny just to see him in that situation, in that arena, trying to play those games. Yeah. I'm up for it.
I don't know. Do you know what it is? I just don't know if we need a celebrity version of everything. Although it could be funny, like you're saying, I just feel like sometimes we're like celebrityed out. But I would actually, if that did happen, which it is, Simon Cowell or someone like that would be funny. But I would actually want to see like athletes on it as well, just because I'd want to see people that are like proper into their fitness, because this what Gladiators is about as well. So I'd want to see people that take their fitness seriously and be on it too. I think it's good to have like 50-50. So you've got like your funny people, like a Keith Lemon or something, would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Bobby, you'd be great. Yeah. Would you go on it? Would
you go on it? Up that travelator?
I would give it a go, I think. Actually, as someone that's a massive fan of the show and it's such a big part of my childhood, I mean, I'd be very worried about my veneers on some of them
mouth
high
guards, mouth guards.
It's got to be a big mouth guard for these for these railings. But yeah, never say never. Bit of lycra.
Would you do it, Shai?
I'd be probably very awful, but it would be a laugh, I guess. Would you do it?
Yeah, I reckon I'd give it a go, you know. Yeah. Only because it's just so iconic.
I don't mind going cheek to cheek with Giant on a Saturday night.
Come on,
he's assault the gazer, won't he? Say that. The reality versus, it's Instagram versus reality, isn't it? I love the thought of it, but you see him face to face, he's going to absolutely lay me out.
My favourite is Legend. So Legend used to be a PE teacher and he's also like a bodybuilder as well. So he got cast to be on it. But he's got really good like character. So he's just like really sarcastic and just a little bit rude, but quite funny and just really arrogant and full of himself. Totally his character. I'm sure he's not that in real life, but he plays it so well. It's just brilliant to watch.
He's in good nick as well.
He is.
Good biceps, triceps.
Yeah.
He's got it all going on.
I think if I had to go up against any of them, I'd go up against Athena because she is the shortest one there. So she's 5'4".
There you go.
I'm like 5'10".
Yeah.
So I just think if I go up with such, she's like, honestly, she's so built, she'd like be able to blow me over in an instant. But
What would our gladiator names be? You know, like old school used to sit and guess a name. Like, let's all pick a gladiator name.
Mine would be the Shysternator.
Love
that. Yeah, I just feel like it gives it a vibe. So
what,
be mine.
What colour light would you want?
I'm going to go for pink and black.
You've really thought about this.
No, seriously, I actually
St. Paul's for a beat, pink and black.
Pink and black, that's the vibe. What about you?
Do you know what? I think, in honour of the teeth, because that's what I'd be right about, maybe just teeth.
Nashers.
Veneer. And then I reckon to pay homage to my Schlongfong days, I think maybe red. A red bit of lycra.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, and a big gum shield for the railings. How about you?
See, I reckon I'd want my name to be Nails, only because I've got such long talons. I've already thought about this. You know when it goes to like the VT clip where they show like the gladiator stood there and they give all their stats? It would be Nails, and then mind comes across and I'm like...
And a sound effect.
Yeah, that's bad. It's given like a Catwoman as well. So that's pretty cool. I'm here for it.
Love that.
Nell's teeth and choice today.
Watch this, guys. Yeah. Coming soon to BBC. That is the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me on the sidebar. I've had a lovely old day.
Me too. It's been fun.
It's brilliant.
And you've done some sick hosting today, Bobby. So
yeah, well done.
Thank you, girls. I've had a lovely old time getting all the goss and stuff. Good week of showbiz this week.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Absolutely loved it. And so, guys, if you wish to get in touch, email us thesidebar@mailonline.co.uk. Comment on Spotify. Send me a WhatsApp or even a voice note on 07796 657 512 and start your message with the word sidebar. Give us a follow and a 5-star review. It makes a big old difference, so thank you, sweetheart. And don't forget, sidebar or it didn't happen.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, mall parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Our hit series, Everything I Know About Me, is back for a brand new season. And this time, our guest needs no introduction.
Of course you find me, Darren!
But here's one anyway.
Hi, I'm Gemma Collins, and this is Everything I Know About Me.
If you think you know all about Gemma Collins, think again, because this is the GC as you've never heard her before.
It's been exhausting.
Unashamed.
And I was really heartbroken because I was pregnant and he was having an affair.
Unfiltered.
I have had an operation as well years ago. I have a designer vagina. Yeah, baby. I don't have camel toe.
Unbelievable.
And then they advised me, you need to have a termination. And, yeah... I remember that being really stressful.
Everything I Know About Me with Gemma Collins is out this Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.